should do is issue currency debt-free and base it on time unit of value, as Ithaca, New York has done for 20 years. It's something that we can do tomorrow. We don't have to wait for a vote. We don't have to wait for our kings. We don't have to be damn slaves anymore. Anymore. Do you hear me? This is the silver bullet to destroy the parasitic systems which have robbed us of our souls, which have robbed us of our will to resist. But I think it's time for the Republic, for the Republic to fight back. Right here, right now.
Right here, right now, you're listening to Mountain Hours Evolution Radio. I'm your host, Wayne Walton, and we are broadcasting in front of the new, brand new. Today is the grand opening of the Lowe's, hardware store that's new for Summit County. And, you know, this was the parking lot is full. The people are participating in their own demise. This is truly what's happening. Globalism is colonization. And Lowe's and Home Depot, we are given the illusion that these are competing entities, but when in fact they are all symptoms of a top-down monetary system. Globalism is a symptom of a top-down monetary system, whereby the elite fund and finance things that support their values. And we will be broadcasting here for the full 2 hours. And literally parked across the street. The parking lot is full. You know, some of the contractors are actually parking in this little gravel shoulder because there's not enough room in the parking lot. And I want to know, and I'm hoping that callers will call in, raising the sign. You know, listen to us. You can dial right on your phone. I'm leaving the signs to the ongoing traffic. Listen at 970-817-5881. Tell us exactly what we're celebrating. what do we win? What do we win for shopping at Lowe's? How is this exactly helping us? And I've seen several government trucks come in for Summit County itself. There's one for the town of Silverthorne that was here just a couple minutes ago. From what I understand, the mission of the government is that they are supposed to fund and finance, that their goal is to create economic vitality, create jobs, and preserve the cultural heritage of Summit County. Summit County is an iconic place where people come from across the planet because of the absolutely amazing natural beauty here. We're at 10,000 feet, and, you know, there's a very unique character to the town, which, you know, it's a Victorian mining town. So we're going to be talking about this, and, you know, there's two sides to the debate. The free market. The free market, is that good for the people? Does that, are we seeing our standard of living going up because of the free market? Or is our standard of living going down because of the free market? What are you seeing? Give us your opinion. And, we're, hoping, I'm getting up, excuse me, I gotta go, get the, sign here. So, we will be right back after this message.
Don't tell me what to do, I am the man. If there's a God up there, something above, God, shine your light down here, shine on the love, love of the loveless, love of the loveless.
Hey, aloha, I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are Mountain Hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can Mountain Hours benefit you? Mountain Hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain Hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain Hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain Hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain Hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain Hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero-interest loans. Mountain Hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours revolution.
Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because, one, it is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. Two, the money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. Three, the parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. Four, the parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. MountainHours.com. The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or reba is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or reba is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal debt jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurers' liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer, and Mountain Hours.
Thank you for tuning into Mountain Hours Evolution Radio. I'm your host, Wayne Walton, and we once again are broadcasting from the grand opening of the Lowe's. I'm not inside the building. I'm across the street. I'm not in support of globalism, and unfortunately, it looks like lots of people are. They are participating in their own demise. They are filling up the parking lot here at Lowe's. And is this what our future looks like? Is this what we want for Summit County? Will we be filling the parking lot up as soon as we get another Home Depot in here or whatever other particular international mega corporation that they can think of? These big box corporations, they are set up to extract the wealth from our community. They are there to homogenize it. I'm a pool contractor, formerly, and, you know, I obviously would shop here, and when you go along as a contractor, what happens is the Lowe's over time will actually become the contractor, and then you will become, if you're a contractor, let's say, for instance, right now, you're a tradesman, and somebody calls you up in Summit County to do tile or flooring or hanging blinds or carpet or whatever, it could be planting trees or whatever. Whatever it is that they sell in the Lowe's, all those sorts of things. Well, what they do over time is rather than the homeowner, when they go shop in here, rather than calling you directly, where you're able to price your job, you are the prime contractor. You have the direct contract with the customer. Lowe's will dictate the price, and they will set you up later on as the subcontractor because the homeowner will contract directly with Lowe's. And you now have lost control of your relationship with your customer. You no longer dictate the price. You no longer are in control of the materials that you're going to be using. You're no longer in control. You are the subcontractor. Trust me, I was in that relationship for 25 years. So if you want to raise your prices, you lose the work. In fact, when they lower the prices, they will require you to lower the prices. But here it is. I'm watching a continuous stream of contractors going in there and supporting this system, not recognizing that they are participating in their own demise. So we're not here, and I don't want to claim some kind of holier-than-thou position. I'm driving a Toyota RAV4 that was made out of the country. I've got my slave labor-made sneakers on, and I'm sure if I went through most of the stuff that is in my house, most of the stuff that I'm wearing, and we would come to find out that that stuff was made overseas as well. Well, what are we going to do about this? That's what it comes down to. What are we going to do? What are our options when we don't have enough money to afford local premium-made premium products that our friends and neighbors make? And that's what it comes down to, is we don't have enough money. Don't buy the inflation hype. Don't buy it. The reason why prices go up, and it's not for everything, like there's some things that are going down in price because there isn't enough money. Like labor, and that's exactly what's going to happen to contractors when Lowe's starts dictating their prices. That's how it works. It seems so, you go in, it's all shiny and new, they've got all the stuff in one place, just like a Walmart. They make it easy for us to destroy ourselves. That's what's going on. They make it convenient to destroy ourselves. And that's, again, these are all symptoms of the monetary system. And this broadcast is created so that to show you that there are alternatives to this. Like Mountain Hours. Yay, MountainHours.com. MountainHours.com is the local currency for Summit County. This is a place where you, as a contractor, can buy, this is a place where any business, contractors, local independent businesses, we will pay you $200 of the local currency for being a participant. From there, you take the local currency and you spend it at now 65 other local independent businesses. And, I'm hoping that, maybe some of you will start calling around to some of these other businesses in Summit County that are going to be displaced by Lowe's, to get them to start accepting Mountain Hours. That way we can continue to shop and support them rather than participating in our own demise. And we have to start taking action on this. Like, fortunately, if you're listening and you're here, if you're looking to buy landscape materials, go to Summit Landscape. Rod Vargas is a member with Mountain Hours, and you can go, and literally, if you're a contractor, you can come here, sign up to be a member of Mountain Hours. You get paid 20 hours, which is $200 equivalent, and then you can go and shop at Summit Landscape. And that way you can support your local community and protect your brothers and sisters that live in this community. The wealth that this community is going to give the loans is going to be extracted from not only Summit County. It actually gets extracted from the United States in the most systematic process that you can imagine, you know? This is an extremely evolved system that is being, not being set up, it is set up. You know, in Florida, you know, they give you the illusion of choice between Democrats and Republicans. They give you the illusion of choice with Coke and Pepsi, or whatever, Lowe's and Home Depot, Walgreens and CVS. When you're in Florida, you know, it's so interesting how they set it up. You know, there'll be a Lowe's sitting there, and right across the street, there'll be a Home Depot. Oh, because you're given choice. You have the choice because you are free. That is the free market. Well, when you track who is in control of the shareholders of those corporations, but also those products that are being sold at those locations. And you know, just as a contractor, generally speaking, if you're going to buy a drill, I often will find that Lowe's often has DeWalt. That's what they sell more than, they have a Ryobi at Home Depot. And then when you look up and you figure out, okay, well, you know, who produces those? Where are those things made? Well, I got news for you. You know, 30, 40 years ago, all of the electronics were made largely in the United States. Now we don't make any of them. You see how we're participating in our own demise? We have to stop at some point and recognize that this is systematic colonization. In the same way that, 300 years ago, 400 years ago, the Dutch East India Company financed ships to come to the New World. Well, they weren't coming to, offer great products to the people, to the Native Americans that were living there. They were looking for ways to extract their natural resources and exploit the people that lived there, particularly the natural resources. And where these societies, these Native societies, were sovereign, and when I say sovereign, that means they were independent. They created the things that they needed to sustain life. They had the things that they needed in order to, supply themselves with food, water, shelter, transportation, energy. They can do that, and they could do that independently. So what is more important is sovereign trade than free trade. Free trade, that's just an excuse for the people to be duped out of their capacity to be self-sufficient. I think most people would recognize being self-sufficient as one of the most essential things that we can do individually and collectively. And in order to be self-sufficient as a society, we have to cooperate. And, that doesn't mean we, I'm not advocating that we all have to be like homesteaders and we've got a break. We'll be right back. Different uniforms, shaking hands.
collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Indigenous wisdom, indigenous wisdom, yeah, reflections in the light. And I'm glad to be a part of your tribe and see the brilliance of your heart and your mind.
Word up. Saying it's like nothing left to do but come correct. You know what I mean? It's like you can only go crooked for so long before eventually you're gonna come full circle back. Yeah, so we getting our warriors, our love soldiers, and whoever really damn. It's a revolutionary stand when we get the people to chant. You get your people to chant.
Yeah, peace, yeah, revolution,
revolution,
love, yeah,
peace, yeah,
revolution,
love,
yeah,
peace, yeah,
revolution,
love, yeah,
peace, yeah, revolution.
Love, peace, and revolution. I want to give a special shout-out for the staff at republicbroadcasting.org and for Chris Hansen and Michael Powers, for the group there that changed my bumper music, man. I was so happy to hear new stuff because the music really, just changes the vibration of your brain, and it's nice to hear some new stuff. And the Wandering Monks truly inspire me. That's who we are just listening to there. That's from their album, Time to Switch, and Indigenous Wisdom, or Ancient Wisdom, I'm sorry, Ancient Wisdom. And Ancient Wisdom is self-sufficiency. And when we give up that self-sufficiency, we become dependent. And, you know, there's going to always be stages in our life where we're dependent upon others when we're children and when we're elderly. And our job in any moral society is to give us peace of mind that we're the children are going to be taken care of and not indoctrinated, but educated. and taught how to think and have critical thinking skills. And as elderly, we want to be looked after and make sure that we have a society that respects our wisdom and doesn't treat us like disposable objects. And that's really what this is all about, is that our society has been based upon materialism rather than spirituality, and that materialism keeps us in a state where we're always pursuing something that's not there. There's a great quote from Fight Club. It says, we are constantly buying stuff that we don't need with money we don't have to impress people that we don't like. Whenever I read that, it's just so true, you know. Because the people, if you try to impress stuff with material things, you know, they're not really worth having, you know. How about let's try to impress one another with our spirituality, or impress ourselves with our own spirituality. And that's about creating a monetary system that serves all of us, that serves the poor, that is from the ground up. So, I mean, literally, it's just, this would be so simple. Our challenges are not technical. They are not difficult to solve. We just have to start slowly, slowly taking some of our power back, where our commercial energy is, through the monetary system, is just harvested and extracted away from us. You know, slavery did not end in 1865. It did not, in my degrees in history, and the history of the planet is man's, the elite, quest. So just by being lazy, effectively, so that they can develop new and innovative ways in order to harness the labor and energy of other people so that they don't have to work so hard, so that a very few people can live in, you know, lavish abundance, and others will be stuck on a rat race, you know, just in a perpetual debt servitude. And, you know, clothes is just a symbol of that. It's all over the place. And, you know, again, I don't want to claim some holier than thou thing. I shop at Walmart sometime, and I don't want to, you know. It's just, I'm on this rat race, too. And you run out of time. You do things that are expedient. You know that the food is bad at the fast food places. You know that it's GMO. You know that it's bad. You know that the money's toxic. You know that the food's toxic. You know that the so-called medicine is not. The inoculations have thimera salt in them. So what are we going to do about all this? Do the people care? I know some of them do. At least 65 of them do. Like right now, meaning those are the business owners that are participating in Mountain Hours because they want to go local, buy local. I know that people recognize that. And what's amazing to me is that there's many groups that their whole business model is based upon go local, buy local. And I would think that they'd be joining up in bunches. The problem is that without educating yourself, like, you know, you don't have to use Mountain Hours for the full transaction. So don't be in fear that you won't be able to pay your bills. This will actually help you pay your bills. We'll be right back.
Everyday our lives are swallowed by the war. The unclean, unseen, omnipresent force. There's more money owed than there is in circulation. That's how the elite covertly murder nation. Ever notice how the struggle never ends? The rising cost of living, now we're all running things.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology, which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without Federal Reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit, people counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. MountainHours.com. Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects, which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012 via MountainHours.com. The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology, which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without Federal Reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit, people counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. MountainHours.com.
Supports righteous men. Why did the people invite this man to make newer policies? Somebody help me, please understand.
Oh yeah, that is "New Emperor" by Freedom Movement. That's the genius of Aaron Dukes and Elias Clay. Check her out as well, Elias Clay. She's got her own album. I can't think of the title. In any case, look all of those artists up. They collaborate in many projects, the Freedom Movement. Aaron Dukes is in both the Freedom Movement and the Wandering Monks. And the new permutation of all of this is the Wandering Monks. That's they're actively creating new music. The Freedom Movement is... I think they do it sometimes, and they move in and out of it whenever it feels good. So check these artists out, because it's a way to spread this information in a much more elegant way than what I'm doing right now. But it takes all kinds of things, and you know, we want other people to participate in this, and let's have this conversation. How is free trade helping us? Why are we celebrating the opening of the slows? Why should we celebrate the opening the grand opening of Lowe's. Give us a call at 877-488-5350, 877-488-5350. Tell me how this is going to raise our standard of living, because I'm not feeling it. I haven't seen it. I didn't see the standard of living being raised in Florida, and there's a Lowe's and a Home Depot about every 10 or 20 miles or so. And, you know, people just flock to that, like having the best selection on different types of grills or whatever. I'm not feeling it. So what happens to these businesses that get dislocated and shut down when all of the wealth, these contractors that are coming here, the homeowners, et cetera, when they come here to spend their money and, you know, the Breck Building Center or Summit Landscaping, lots of love to Summit Landscaping for participating in Mountain Hours. Thank you. Thank you to all the Mountain Hours businesses for recognizing that there is a problem and empowering yourself and going, you know what, we can do better. We can do something about this. We don't have to continually lose our standard of living. We don't have to allow this stuff to continue to just keep going on with no response whatsoever to people. This only can happen because of us. And, all right, well, I think I'm seeing a little star with lights on. So, I hope it's not for me. Maybe they're taking care of somebody on the highway over there. It's at a distance, so I'm not sure if, I don't know. So, please do call in. It's 877-488-5350. Let's have a conversation, and let's talk about free trade versus sovereign trade. Which services the people? What serves the people? What makes the people self-sufficient? Isn't that what we want individually and as a community? So as much as possible to be self-sufficient and independent and sovereign. Isn't that the highest thing that we want? Isn't that more important than us competing for slave wages or with Chinese workers making whatever they make, $10 a day or something or other, whatever it is that they do, where they're so overworked, where literally they have factories with suicide nets around them? Is that what we want to participate? Because that's all this is. Lowe's, you know, it sounds American. It sounds American. Lowe's, it could be your neighbor, right? Lowe's. I wonder if there ever was a Lowe's, like where it was like at one point a, you know, an individual, like how it ever came up with that name. Or alternatively, if it was a, you know, something they just put into a focus group, and then the focus group just like, oh, that sounds really American. We're gonna sell thousands of Chinese goods, made with slave labor at this place, but let's put a domestic, very European name on the front just to make us sound like it's something to do with us. This has got nothing to do with us. This is colonization. It's literally like, just imagine, it's like 400 years ago and the East Bay India Company shows up and, they open up a building and they're selling stuff to the Native Americans that's poisonous and extracts all of their wealth. It makes other people in Europe work for slave wages. And then just for fun, they put, an Indian name on the front of it, whatever, in the Eastern United States. I guess that's maybe the Iroquois. So the Cherokee, I don't know if they got that far east, but what is it that, what's our plan for all this? What is our response? How are we going to change this if we don't start just in little bits, just start taking action? And that's what we're trying to do here, is to offer this solution. Because what we're doing with Mountain Hours is diametrically opposite of this. It's diametrically opposite. We are go local, buy local. Lowe's is slave labor in China working with that have no natural rights. These people that live there were formerly self-sufficient, so it's not serving them either. Well, people will say, oh, they're making way more money than they used to. It's not about them. They were sovereign. They had an organic society. It's like saying, it's like coming to the New World and saying, oh, the Indians didn't make any money. look how much we've raised the standard of living of Indians because they make more money now. You know? The problem is they make more money, but they have become less sovereign. They lose their land because their debts exceed the amount of money they will ever have, because that's just a symptom of usury. So here we are. We just have a choice drive up, and we always get more activity with choice because I have a face made for radio, they call it. We're doing a live remote broadcast from Lowe's grand opening ceremony. I just saw across the street there that they had a guy dressed up in a Shrek costume. again, they make it easy for you to participate in your own demise. And it's something that if you keep doing what you've been doing, you're going to keep getting what you've been getting. And it's time for us to do something different. Because if we don't do something different, our demise is certain. We're circling the drain already. Our standard of living is being diminished. The establishment, media, politicians are all just offering us varying forms of austerity. Do you want your taxes raised? No. Do you want your benefits reduced? No. Well, those are your options. Which candidate are you going to pick? Which puppet? Are you going to pick the puppet on the left or the puppet on the right? Which are you going with? Because that's the options. It's no different than the Lowe's or Home Depot. It doesn't matter. You pick either one of them. It doesn't matter if you pick Coke or Pepsi. In either instance, you are looking to be participating in your own demise. What's amazing with all of this is we really volunteer for it. This isn't done with coercion. We don't have to shop here. There are certainly levels of coercion because, you know, we have a local currency that is, you know, this isn't a theory that we're participating in. It's proven that globalism is destroying our standard of living. That's number one. It's proven that this monetary system that we use is based on a debt with interest. It's proven that the Federal Reserve is a private company. These aren't theories. We're speaking in fact. If you don't believe that the Federal Reserve is private, just look in your phone book and you'll find that they're listed in the, they're not in the government pages. They're under a private institution. In fact, I have audio on one of my bumpers that constantly reasserts that fact. Alan Greenspan continuously says that the government has no authority to overrule initiatives that they take. So the point is that we have started a local currency here that we have proven that, number one, it supports localism, and number two, it's created locally. It's created without a debt or interest. It does work. You can go spend it. You can participate in this. It is a viable system, and this is a system that's been replicated and copied from Ithaca Hours in Ithaca, New York, who they copied a system in some ways. During the Great Depression, there were 3,000 local currencies. 3,000. And that was a replication of, in some ways, the Lincoln greenback during the Civil War, and that was a replication of continentals and colonial script. that was created without a debt or interest either. These things work. These things are sovereign. These things emancipate the people and make it so that they're able to pay their debts off. It's possible. So it's time for us to embrace the solution. And, you know, the way we're controlled is just through our own ignorance. They don't really have to coerce us, but obviously they do. Because, you know, we can't use mountain hours to pay off taxes and any of their debts. You know, if we're required to use, if we're going to pay income taxes, then on the national level, the Federal Reserve and the income tax were actually established in the exact same year. So, you know, there's a relationship there. Basically, the interest on the debt money that's created, the private Federal Reserve notes, that private usury-based system, when they create money, we pay interest on it. They just call the interest, so it's more palatable. They just call it income tax. So it's just all for a private company, all of this. In fact, the IRS is actually a private company. You know, the United States is as well. So what are we going to do about all this? It's all been privatized. It's all been profiteered, just like the Dutch East India Company. Same stuff. They just privatize it. They take the people's wealth, they privatize it, and then basically centralize that power, extract it from the people, and add debt and interest, and it's just on a perpetual cycle that we are always in scarcity. Looking for callers, 877-488-5350. Are there solutions that you've seen out there outside of this? Obviously, we can go, like, buy used. We can go to thrift stores more. Those are all viable solutions, but it's something that's not based upon abundance. We don't have abundance in those systems. What we're talking about is creating a fundamental shift where we can finance new projects, not in scarcity, not in fear. And, you know, just imagine this entire structure that was created here. It's a big building. It's new, shiny, nice, and all that. Well, up in Summit County, one of the difficult things here is to have a long grow season. What if we had this set up as a huge aquaponics structure where we were creating our own food up here at altitude year-round? What if we funded and financed with our commercial energy rather than all this money being extracted through this system of globalism? What if we became more self-sufficient? Well, those are the sorts of projects that could be done with a local currency. Those are the sorts of things that we could be doing for ourselves rather than just letting all of this perpetuate. What are we going to do? What are we going to change? It's time to start thinking about these things and time to start thinking of not just thinking about them, but participating in them. The time for really just thinking and talking is far over. The time to start acting is at hand. So, once again, you know, challenge me on this. We buy stuff we don't need with money we don't have to impress people we don't like. Buy bigger houses, just all based upon materialism. Joyce and I live in a 400 square foot trailer, and we call it the Healing Center, and we have never been happier. So it's not about all of the stuff and all of the space and those are unfulfilling. I would invite you to downsize, get rid of your stuff, get into a smaller and smaller space, get out of your debt, and just go live your life and pursue things that enrich your spirituality go find what your own unique ability is so that you can really enjoy life on a different level, an entirely different and more spiritual level. And that's what will make you happy, not filling your McMansion with a whole bunch of more stuff. And, that's not to say, there's things that we want to do is, we've got to, get things that serve us, that sustain life, go and buy what serves you and makes your house green and makes it beautiful along those lines. But, go local, buy local. Go direct. If you seek, then you shall find that we all come from the divine. You dig what I'm saying? Now, if you take heed to the words of wisdom that are written on the walls of life, then universal...
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
Again, that was former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan indicating that they are the true sovereigns, the private banks, the international... that's the Federal Reserve is basically the local branch of the IMF, World Bank, it's just a top-down monetary system where everything is concentrated. The power is concentrated in the hands of a few. It's a means by which that, just like has always happened throughout history, the few are able to control the many, and the they are able to set up these systems where the people are kept in perpetual states of lack. Nothing different. They just have innovated their system. They just took the chains away. They have made it more palatable where the people don't recognize. They just, you can shop at Lowe's and Walmart. You can shop at Lowe's and Home Depot. You have Coke or Pepsi. You have the Democrats or the Republicans. Look, you're free. See? Right? Remember, way back when the enemy du jour was the communist, and, they would just talk about, the communists have elections, but they would just then tell us that, they have elections, but, they're all a member of the same party, they're the same thing. Well, what's different with what we're doing? They just give it a different name, but ultimately they're supporting the same thing. They're supporting the offshoring of high-paying jobs with benefits to the third world, to people that have no natural rights, or they're subjugated, they live under tyranny, and they work them to the bone. And literally, they have suicide nets around some of their factories. So, how does this change? Hold on one second. If you get the charger, you can plug it in right here. So what has changed? We're trying to get the video camera going here so we can create a video and, show people how, the parking lot's full. They've got Shrek over there. See? Globalism is fun. Colonization is fun. It's just like I said before, it's just like, we should literally, it's just like the Indians. Just imagine the Native Americans and South Americans having a festival or a celebration for the conquistadors. Right? Yay! They're extracting all of our gold, leaving us in lack, destroying our culture, homogenizing everything. Yay! Let's celebrate. it's exactly the same thing. It's just, the new colonization system, you certainly see remnants of it as things evolve economically in the United States, and there's Occupy protests and the Tea Party protests, etc. They'll get out there, and like in Anaheim, for instance, you'll see the police state. All of a sudden,
it's a worry. Look at my big bank account.
All of a sudden, our government that's supposed to be protecting us, they've got armored cars protecting these globalist institutions. We will be right back.
But it doesn't matter because it's just a ride. And we can change it anytime we want. It's only a choice. No effort, no work, no job, no savings of money. A choice right now between fear and love. The eyes of fear want you to put bigger locks on your door, buy guns, close yourself off. The eyes of love instead see all of us as...
Paul Drockton with Drockton Bullion is trying to secure your financial future. Silver.